What if you could transform the choices you make and unlock your business potential? Every decision you make has the power to shift your path. You have the ability to make inspired choices that drive growth and sales. Get ready to tap into the innovative power within you. Now, here's your host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
You do have the ability to make decisions that drive growth and profitability, but are you making them? That's the real question, right? Hello, everyone. Christine McIver here on Inspired Choices for Business Growth. We're on the Inspired Choices Network, and I'm super pumped to talk to you about tonight's show. It's actually a show that came out of irritations that I have. Lots of my shows have come out of irritations, and it really provokes me to speak to these things, to enlighten people, because it's like I'm watching people drive down the highway the wrong way. It's like, what are you doing? So tonight we're talking all about the smart rebranding without burning down the foundation. And, you know, everybody talks about rebranding and they're talking about this and they're that, and everybody's trying to find the magic potion. And when they're making the decisions, they're oftentimes making them and they are burning down the house. And so that's what we're going to dive deep into tonight. So before we do, I want to tell you a little bit about who I am. I am a business optimization coach. I work with entrepreneurs and organizations to really grow their businesses, find the gaps, make new choices, expand, and bring in money to hit the bottom line. Simply, that's what I do. We also have here at the network, I'm the CEO of the network, the Inspired Choices Network, and we are doing lots of things to really elevate our entrepreneurs that are looking to bring their voices to the world, looking to elevate them to be the expert in their field, whether it's through having their own podcast and TV show, possibly bringing that community together to have a virtual summit, perhaps even taking the content from their podcast and turning it into a book. And that service is called Podcast to Bookshelf. Pretty straightforward. And it's a really phenomenal way to take the content that you already have created and repurposing it into a book that you can physically carry around, you can sell, you can talk to, and people can hear your words in another way. So this is my book, CEO Without Apology. It was the first in the series of our Podcast to Bookshelf books, and I'm really proud of it. I'm excited because I didn't have to do a lot more work. I got to already use the content I created here in my episodes to create that book. And then that actually works as a huge asset for my business. So these are all the different things that I do. I've been in business now for 17 years. I've had my own podcast for more than 14 years. And I have worked with hundreds of coaches. I've worked with hundreds of clients and thousands of guests here at the network, where I'm always talking about what's going on and how to grow their businesses and how to grow who they are and when they show up. So if you are looking for a bold, direct, no holds bar coach who is going to have your back, but also shine the light where it needs to be shone, send me an email, Christine@ChristineMcIver.com, and I would be happy to have a conversation with you. So tonight's show, all about rebranding without burning down the house. Oh my God. So I'm going to read the show notes to you, and then we're going to jump right in. So rebranding can feel like a fresh start, but too often entrepreneurs treat it like tearing down the whole house instead of remodeling the rooms. When you're eager for change, and oftentimes many of us are, especially when we're really dissatisfied with what's going on in our business, it's easy to forget that the strong foundation you've already built. We oftentimes think, well, if the money's not coming in, what I've built is wrong, so I should start over again. Tonight, I'm going to reveal how to rebrand with intention, so you can evolve your business without erasing the value and the trust and the credibility you've worked so hard to create. So we are going to jump into that. And I'm really excited because I don't think that people talk about strategically rebranding. I think what people talk about are the steps on how to rebrand, but they're not actually taking in the what to rebrand and not the tasks, not the step by step of, you know, a new logo or a new name and all of those types of steps, but they're not taking into consideration how to rebrand so that you're actually growing your business. So it becomes an additional asset to your business, not a complete rejig. So most people that I have seen, they are seriously, they're frustrated with what's going on. So how many people don't get frustrated with their business, right? If you have never been frustrated with your business, fantastic, good on you. But how many of you have been frustrated with your business? How many of you have been frustrated asking yourself again and again, am I doing the right thing? Oh, this isn't working. How come nobody hired me? How come nobody purchased this? How come nobody signed up for this or that, right? Most businesses should be experiencing frustration because you're trying new things. You didn't walk into a cookie cutter business. Most people, the reason that they like franchises is because they are cookie cutters. They don't have to grow themselves. They don't have to come up with new ideas and concepts. And for the most part, they don't have to change what they're doing because the mothership guides them. And that's why they pay such a premium for these franchises, right? So if you're somebody that purchased a McDonald's or a coffee shop franchise or something like that, you're getting your guidance from other people who've already done the work. And they perhaps have big teams that say that what will be a good addition and what won't be a good addition, right? But most people that are in their own businesses, they don't have that. And they really are learning about themselves as they're growing their business. So if that is you, you need to be getting frustrated because you need to be in R&D on a regular basis. You need to be in research and development. What is happening? What's working? What's not working? There's many things that I have done that, you know, they worked for a short period of time and then they didn't go anywhere else. There are things that I learned along the way when I was trying new things. I had this course or I had this, I did 2 100-day days of a program called Up Your Ask. And it was fantastic. I had so much fun doing this. It was something that I would go live every day for 100 days in a row on Facebook. I had a community in there and I was teaching them about different tools to increase asking and what to be paying attention to. I loved it. It was so much fun, but it was exhausting. It forced me to do something the same way every day, every day. Not always good for a creator to do the same thing all the time. Consistency in many ways is great, but it got to the point that it felt like forced creation, and that doesn't come across super authentic. It also wasn't a big money maker. So did it grow me? Absolutely. It grew me in a way to teach me that I have these abilities, I have this creativity, that I can come up and I can show up when there is something that really lights me up. But that one wasn't a long-term project. It gave me lots of visibility. It gave me loyalty with customers. So that was all great. There wasn't anything wrong with it. And anything that you create, there's nothing wrong with it, but you got to look at sustainability. So if you're frustrated with your business, ask yourself, am I frustrated because I'm trying new things on, right? Am I trying to see what else I could add to the business? Am I trying to see how I would be with adding that to the business? Is that where your frustration is coming from? Or are you just solely looking at the bottom line? A lot of people are very tunnel vision in their businesses and they go, okay, I'm going to offer this and it's going to give me this financial result. And if it doesn't, they burn the house down. I've seen people burn the house down again and again and again. I've had people that have had shows here on the network, hosts, and they were focused in their business on one particular thing. They wanted to make that their area of expertise. And then they started a show that really supported that area of expertise. And they did it for about 6 months to a year. And then they decided to rebrand. And basically, they took everything that they had created to that point and completely stopped. They didn't delete it, but they completely stopped and turned in a new, totally new direction, new titles, new images, new logo, everything. Completely. I can keep in mind there's two or three people that did this three or four times. And those people are not in business today. And this is one of the things that I see, not just with the people that have been hosts. This is what I see with a lot of people in their own business, is they've decided this is what I'm going to make money at. And when it doesn't work, they throw it away. And then they start something completely new. That is the worst thing you can possibly do. The absolute worst thing you could possibly do. Because one of the biggest things that really, when I was thinking about this show, is one of the biggest things that happens when you do that is you lower your credibility with viewers, with followers, and with clients. And especially I was thinking about viewers, people that are watching you and following you, but they haven't yet said yes to working with you. Maybe you're trying to nurture relationships with them and you're not getting results, i.e., they're not hiring you, but people are still watching you. If people are still watching you and you suddenly burn down the house and you go over and do something else, you've just severed your relationship with them because they chose you based on what you were doing. Now, of course, there's always exceptions. Perhaps there's someone who is a close friend, a close contact, and they understand, they have personal conversations with you and they understand the shift. But those are not the people that you're looking to hire you for the most part, I'm sure. The people that you want to hire you, that you want to have engage with you in your business, are people who have not yet said yes, and you haven't built a close personal relationship with them yet, right? So when you turn around and you completely change everything, and they don't know the why, they can't see how you go from point A to point B, what the connection is, they obviously will think, well, that's not who this person is anymore. And so without even them having an opportunity to get to know the new you, you have broken their trust. Now, they may not come to you and say, you've broken my trust because you did this, but people are living in such a fast world now, and they're watching what's going on social media. So if they are one of your watchers, they are one of your followers, they're going to suddenly see something completely different. And they're going to go, I don't understand what this is. And they may not, for the most part, be curious about it anymore, because what they really saw from you was something different. Of course, there's always going to be exceptions to the rule. Perhaps that will refresh some people and be more interested in what you're doing. But what are you doing when you are rebranding and you are completely throwing away everything you did? Well, I'll tell you something. I know of a number of people that they were involved in an organization and they just completely walked away and they started to criticize that organization. And in doing that and making it very, very public, what they did was they were saying to people who were following them and listening to them that they made some very poor decisions. Now, change is normal. I talk about change and choices all the time. I'm not saying don't change. I'm not saying don't make another choice. What I'm saying is, in making the changes, in making the new choices, do not ditch everything. Do not completely walk away from every single thing you've already built. It's about learning to morph. It's about learning to really add a new layer without completely getting rid of everything you've already done. And in doing that, you will help your followers, you will help your clients, you will help your customers follow you to the next level. And that is going to show them the strength of you. That's going to show them that you are adaptable, that you are growing, and that's going to invite them in to curiosity. It might even invite them into growing themselves as well. And that's something I really want you to understand. People are watching you. We're going to go to a break in just a minute, but the other big thing is that when you are doing this, when entrepreneurs and CEOs are completely ditching their brand and they're starting something brand new, consciously or subconsciously, they don't believe in themselves. And they are actually building insecurity because they're saying what that was not right for me. And without knowing, without having evidence that what they're creating is going to be successful, they're going into that with their fingers crossed, hoping to God they're not going to screw up again. Now, again, don't come at me because you're like, oh, that's not what rebranding is all about. Yeah, I'm talking about way more than the marketing, than the creativity, than all of the beautiful things that you can develop out of rebranding. I've rebranded. I've rebranded a number of times, but I layered it on top of what I've already built. I've continued to grow myself and grow my business and expand it in the rebranding. And that's what I really want to invite you into tonight. So we're going to go for our first break. Please, if you have any questions, send me an email, christine@christinemciver.com. Or if you're listening live, come on over to inspiredchoicesnetwork.com/chatroom. You can be asking your questions live. So you're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We're on the Inspired Choices Network, and we're going to talk more about how to really strategically rebrand, not just hit the delete and restart button. We'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. And thank you so much for being here. I'm already really excited about tonight's show, getting into it and seeing what's coming to the surface. If you don't know, I come up with a show title. I come up with kind of a summary of what I'm going to talk about. And then the day of, everything starts to flow. So oftentimes I'm doing my show by what's just coming through in the moment. And that lights me up because I get to get excited with you. So I hope you're enjoying tonight's show. If you've just joined us, I want you to really think about going back and listening to the first segment. In there, we talked about the messages that you are actually giving in your rebranding. And when you think about companies that have rebranded, how much have they just thrown things away and tried to really force their customers to go in a new direction? And in doing so, actually broke trust, lowered their credibility, and questioned themselves. And in fact, in doing so, created more insecurity within themselves. That's one of the big things. Exactly, Danielle, my producer, just said New Coke. I thought of that about 2 minutes ago, Danielle. New Coke. How many of you remember when Coke tried to, it's a marketing strategy, right? So I remember this from my marketing class. You have a product and then you want to take it to another evolution. So you introduce a version of that product. And it's this ever-growing mountain of marketing and growing your market share. And they do this by, you know, just tweaking a little bit. But sometimes when you rebrand, when something is going really, really well and you rebrand, you get rejected. And that's exactly what the new Coke did. It 100% got rejected, and Coke was forced to go back to the original formula and completely take new Coke off the market. Yeah, they tried with some different things, but nothing has stuck as well as the original Coke has. And, you know, that's just one story. You've got to come up with your own story. But, you know, the thing is that when you are considering rebranding, you've got to look at not just, you know, throwing the entire baby out with the bathwater. What you've got to look at is what aspects of what we've got in the business is working really well, and what aspects require changes and why. But beyond that, one of the biggest things that you've got to really look at is you've got to take your time in this. You cannot be making really knee-jerk reaction choices about rebranding. You've got to be strategic. You need to be making strategic decisions, not emotional decisions. And if you're rebranding because of finances, if you're rebranding because you don't have a market growth or whatever reason that's affecting your financial bottom line, or it's affecting your ego, I'm telling you, you're going to be making those decisions based on emotions, not based on strategy. And when you do that, there's going to be blowback. There is going to be eventually, probably in the short term, things are going to fall apart. Because, you know, we all get mad. We all get upset. We all get frustrated. We have all had really, really shitty days or really, really shitty weeks or months or even really, really shitty years in our businesses. But the thing is that you've got to go back and you've got to look at, why did I start this business in the first place? What was it about this business that I loved? What were some of the aspects of the business that I absolutely knew I wanted to do and why I wanted to do it, right? Let me give you an example. When I first started my business, it was called Inspired Choices. I was primarily looking at working with people one-on-one and supporting them going through emotional upheaval, going through really personal development, going through perhaps relationship challenges. Everything that I had done and moved myself through up to that point in my life. And after my professional training and the knowledge that I had gained in the business world, I really felt that that was something that I could develop and become an expert in. So I started to do that. My logo at the time, my daughter had come up with this beautiful logo, and it was actually a moving purple butterfly. Purple being my favorite color, and a butterfly being about transformation, because, you know, really being inspired has you make new choices. And that really was coming through in that logo. That really worked. That really worked at the time. But as I grew me, as I continued to do my own personal development, both in my life and in my leadership, I grew. I evolved, and I started to look at different areas of where my business was going. So what began as the personal development and the butterfly moved into supporting people in their businesses. And eventually that started to take up more of my focus than the personal development. Now, I still do the personal development with people around relationships, self-development, all of that. I still do that very, very much. And I do that when I'm doing business coaching as well, because when I'm business coaching, those CEOs, those entrepreneurs, they you know, bump up against walls. That often it has to do with their belief system, their values, their all of the things that we all struggle with growing. But I'm doing more and more of the business. Well, as I was evolving in my coaching, I started to really look at what I'm no longer doing, or you know, I tried a few things on. I did some spiritual things. I used to do card readings. You may not know that about me. I used to really dive deeper into the spiritual side of things, and I brought that into my business for a while. And, you know, it was okay, but it didn't last very long for me. I didn't feel it was that I was as lit up about doing that as I was other things. So that was something that, you know, I tried for a while, and then I just let that aspect kind of fade into the background. and continue to evolve me. So my title, you know, when I first called myself a life coach, and then I moved into calling myself a personal development coach, and then I moved into different titles. But as I grew, I was really layering on to my business new abilities that I had, new areas of focus that grew what I already had. And as I did that, as I grew myself and as I looked at these different aspects of myself and how they showed up in business, my business continued to have new opportunities come to it, and that grew. So today, I am the CEO of five businesses. We have five business streams under the umbrella of ICN Inc. So that's the name of the company. And I never got rid of anything. There were small little services that I did that just didn't ring anymore, but I didn't kill everything. So a couple of years ago, well, when I started the Inspired Choices Network, there was new coloring, there was new logos. We were really following the energy in the development of that, but it was still around inspiration and around choices. That still rang really, really true for the business. And then as I grew myself in my business coaching, I really started to shift over to more focusing on me as the coach as opposed to a company name. And so today, instead of Inspired Choices, it's ChristineMcIver.com. So that has evolved. The beautiful butterfly has basically been put on the shelf, as it were. And today I have a logo that centers around my name. And so that it really shows people that I'm the center of the services, the business coaching services, not just the outcome. Okay. And so this has been, for me, moving into business optimization expert, that title really works for me because of the things that I do for everyone in all of the services that I do. And it is a complement to everything that we do under Inspired Choices Network and ICN Publishing and ICN Summits. So it's never been about deleting or completely getting rid of. What I did was I grew myself, and in the rebranding made sense, and it was so cool because as I continued to do that, more wonderful opportunities came forward. Basically, the energy expanded, and then the opportunities expanded. So yes, you can change your company name. Yes, you can change your colors. Yes, you can do additional new things, but really look at, why are you making this decision? Are you making this decision from a logical business perspective? Is it part of your strategy? Is it required to change? Or are you making this based on an emotional decision? Because if there is an emotional decision in there, you need to put pause on that. You're going to really have a negative impact on your business if you are making any part of this emotional, like, I'm going to do this, this is going to work, or damn it, I don't know what the hell to do. Any type of emotion involved in this decision is going to have blowback. And that's the last thing that I would ever want to see with anybody. So what you want to do is you want to understand that rebranding isn't about destruction. It's about transformation, right? Just like the butterfly, right, is transforming. You as the entrepreneur are transforming, but you want to transform into growth, right? You don't want to burn down the house. You want to remodel the rooms, and you want to transform into growth and new opportunities, but still keep the core of who you are and what you do. The core of who you are and how you show up in business as the foundation. There may be services that you will do differently, but you want to really add to them. And I really do recommend that if there's some things that you don't want to be doing anymore, bring in some new things and focus on that while keeping that foundation still working, while you really, you grow this, the new aspects, the new services, while people learn more about the new aspects and services. And so the foundation is there to continue to support you, while you learn, does this work? Is this working? Okay. You don't want to get rid of everything right out of the gate. You want to grow and you want to see, is this really going to work? It's like a lot of business owners, they start their business part-time. They have their full-time job or a part-time job, and then they've got their part-time business. And they wait until they grow something else before they let go of the old that has been their foundation. Okay? So we are up to our second break already. I got way more I want to share with you, so please do stick around. Again, send me an email, christine@christinemciver.com. If you're challenged, if you're curious about what you should be doing, we can have a quick conversation. I can give you my insight, no charge. And if you feel like you'd like to work with me, we can talk about what that would look like. And if you are enjoying tonight's show and you know there's other people in the world that would enjoy it as well, I would really appreciate if you could go over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. That's actually one of the best things you can do to support the show, is to share it with other people. And your review goes a long, long way in doing that. All right, my friends, let's go to our break. You're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm Christine McIver, your host. We're on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be back shortly.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine@ChristineMciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. So I'm curious, are you someone out there who has been in your own business for quite a while? Or are you someone that's thinking about going into your own business? I would love to hear from you. Just curious at who these shows are really speaking to and what you're getting from them. Now, if there's a topic that you're struggling with in your own business, if there is something where you really want to learn how to grow your business under a certain aspect, send me an email, tell me your show idea, and I will definitely do my best to bring that to you. So as I said earlier, I've written my own book called CEO Without Apology. It is the bold mindset shift for entrepreneurs who are done playing small. And just like tonight's show, I just really bring it. And I really give you some very specific things to challenge you personally as a CEO and show you how in doing that, what that will do to grow your business. I really call a lot of people out who are struggling with their businesses and really make them look at the aspects that will make such a big difference. So you can get that book anywhere on any Amazon platform for sure. Or if you're in my area, come on over. I would be happy to autograph a book for you and we could have a quick conversation. So again, send me an email, Christine@ChristineMciver.com. Okay, let's jump back into tonight's show. So tonight we are talking all about the smart rebranding without burning down the foundation. Now, at this point, I hope that you're understanding that you are the foundation in your business. And the foundation I'm talking about not burning down is you and everything you do to show up in your business. You know, when you understand that you are the center of your business, and every single thing that you're doing is about you and your ability to show up. When you understand that, you put more value into what you do bring to the table, and you also make this very, very important that you continue to develop yourself. I say many, many times that your business only grows to the level that you develop who you are in your business. You know, doing things like paying attention to when you get upset, when you get frustrated with people, when you get angry, when you've lost your cool, when you've allowed people to take advantage of you. Really looking at those areas, not from a judgment perspective, but really from the space of curiosity and being willing to challenge yourself to dig into that, even when it's uncomfortable, even when that might make you want to scream and yell and run in another direction. Everything in your life, and especially everything in your business, is created from you and your relationship with you and your relationship with yourself, your personal development, and your beliefs and your values and your thoughts that you're having. All of these things that maybe are slowing you down to have the business that you desire, it all comes back to you. And that's a sobering thing to think about, but it really is the truth. Your business does not grow unless you are growing. And you've got to look at what's stopping these things. And you may not have the answers, that's okay, but you've got to be willing to keep looking at it and challenge yourself again and again. And if you don't have a business coach that's challenging you, that's one of the major things that's slowing you down. I have a business coach. I always have a business coach. I've had business coaches for years, and they make the world of difference, because when I work with a business coach, I allow them to challenge me and I allow myself to be vulnerable, because I have very big dreams. I have very big desires, but until I get out of my own way and I'm willing to look at what's slowing me down, nothing's going to change. So if you need to have someone challenge you so you can grow, reach out. Let's connect, because I absolutely am known to challenge people to really look at what's going on and to be honest with themselves. And it's a safe place where you can be vulnerable, and you will definitely get growth happening in your business. So that includes the rebranding. Again, why are you rebranding? What is it about rebranding that you want to change? Oh, Christine, I'm no longer doing that anymore. It just didn't fit. Okay, all right. Let's slowly morph into the new brand. Let's not destroy everything that you have done. I've seen so many people do that. Of course, in my business, some of my examples are people that have had shows on the network, and I have seen them work at building their expertise, at building themselves as speakers, having their own show, talking about their content. I've seen them evolve and grow personally. And then they get frustrated with something and they just completely stop, and they let everything that they've created, especially in doing a live show, a weekly show, they take everything that they've created and they throw it away. They literally throw it away. So if you can imagine, this book that I have has 8 chapters, and it was about 10 episodes that went together to create this book. Now, if you can imagine that you have a weekly show and you do this weekly show every week for 10 years, you would have over 500 episodes. Now, imagine how much content, how much of your expertise would come out in those hours and hours and hours. It was over 500 hours of content. Now, can you imagine just throwing it away, just walking away and ignoring everything that you had? It's like having a house and being frustrated with the house and just burning it to the ground and walking away and going, yeah, I don't like that house anymore, so I'm just going to get rid of it. I'm just going to destroy that. Your content of what you are creating in your business, everything that you are creating in your business, is the foundation for growth. And when you rebrand and you don't transform, but you destroy what you've had, you're throwing it away. Something as simple as, this is kind of one of the first things that got me onto this conversation. One of the simplest things is, you have a new website and you want to change the name of it. Like I told you, mine was inspiredchoices.com. ChristineBrown.ca. That was my original website when I started in 2008. And now I have ChristineMciver.com. Well, you can still Google InspiredChoices.ca. I did not throw that domain away. Why wouldn't you, Christine? Like, if that's not what you're doing anymore. Because I have done massive amounts of promotions and publications and documents and, you know, books that I've been in, all sorts of things. That domain is actually pointing people to me. So if I'm evolving, I don't want to have them just go away and have all these dead links. Exactly, Danielle. Have all these dead links out in the world. I want to still point them to who I am. I still want to lead them into the organization and into the website of what I am doing today. That is seriously throwing money down the tubes. You've invested time and energy and possibly paying for promotions, paying somebody to do the promotions for you, and then you change your brand and you throw away the domain. That is such a simple example of where people are rebranding incorrectly. And it's a very costly thing, because not only is it the money that you invested there, but you've got these links out in the world and people discover, you know, have you ever been on social media, especially on the face of the book? I don't really want to say that name. If you've ever been on there and you come across a post and then you look at it and you go, oh my gosh, this is like 6 months old. This is like a year old. This is like 3 weeks old, right? Happens all the time. Well, if people are coming across a post of yours, or they've just learned about you and they go to your page and they're looking at some different things, and they're like, oh, here's a really cool post. And then they go to click on the link and the link is dead. What is that saying about you? What message are you giving them? Your website, your profile or your posts are outdated, or they're unprofessional. And right away, you're sending a lot of messages when you have these dead links out there. Don't do that. You want to, most especially in your rebranding, you want to protect your legacy and your credibility. You want to explore ways, of course, to rebrand or to evolve yourself while maintaining your reputation and maintaining your connection to your audience, because you've built trust, right? We want to cultivate trust with relationships with clients who start out as people that are just, you know, viewers or followers, and then they might become clients for us. But you want to continue to create that trust, and you want to grow your credibility. But when you are completely taking everything off the table that you've done, you're actually destroying that. And that is one of the costliest things that you can ever do. I have seen people have a pretty decent business for a number of years, and then they were determined that they found the new solution, the very big, great solution, and they completely started fresh again. A new website, you know, a new company that they're working with, maybe marketing. They've completely stopped using all of the different assets and resources that they've used. They've gone out into a new one. They've become completely overwhelmed. They are not showing up at all like they used to. They invest a lot of money into this big flip, into this big rebrand, and they burn the house down twice as fast. So if they thought they were losing money before, they basically destroy the entire business. I've seen it happen again and again and again. That is not an advantageous thing to do. If you're frustrated with what you're doing in your business and you're not getting the traction, okay, that's understandable. Lots of us go through that. I've gone through that. Most people I know have gone through that. But that doesn't mean that you have to start everything brand new. Perhaps you need to tweak things. Perhaps you need to further educate yourself. Maybe you need to be adding some new services. Maybe you need to be getting clearer on how you communicate. One of my clients that I've worked with, she had been in business for many years. She had a number of clients. She had a website, but everything was very generic. And what we did was we spent a lot of time really drilling into exactly what it does, what she does with her clients in these different services. She had about 8 different name services. We got it down to 3. So it was more focused. And we really expanded. We gave the services new titles that really people could read them and understand what it was that she was going to be doing with them, and really drilled down in what the outcome was going to be when they work with her. That boosted her self-confidence because she said, oh, this makes so much more sense. That's exactly what I do, but I never know how to communicate it clearly. So was that a rebrand? No. That was a polishing. She polished up how she showed up, and she polished up the services that she was doing. And she continued to grow trust with people because she didn't go away and she didn't change her website address, but she evolved. She turned up the professionalism of it, and that turned up her professionalism in what she is doing. And that I've watched her. I've watched her as we did this. She's grown more and more in what she is doing with people. She's working with organizations as well. It's really exciting to see this. And this is how you rebrand. You actually transform. You don't destroy. All right, we are up to our final break of the show. Oh my gosh, this has gone fast. You are listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I am the host, Christine McIver. Again, send me an email, christine@christinemciver.com, or check out my website, christinemciver.com. And let's connect, because you know what? That business that's frustrating you, there may be so much gold in there that just needs a little bit of polishing, and I'd love to help you with that. We will be back right after this break, my friends. We'll talk to you then.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Yes, tonight we are talking about rebranding and how to rebrand without burning down the house. We've talked about a lot of different things, but something that really is on my mind now is I want to ask you this question. When people think of you and what you do, if you rebrand, are you actually going to be significantly changing? Are you going to be significantly focusing on a different profession completely? Are you going to change the foundation of who you are? 99% of the time, the answer to that is a no. You're not changing the foundation of who you are. So don't change the foundation of your business. If you are evolving and you are bringing new things to the table that you want to try on to see if that will be an asset for your business, do that. Don't completely stop and communicate that you're completely changed, that you're doing something completely different. Because I will challenge you that unless you are seriously going from being a business coach to being a carpenter, you're not going to be completely doing something different. You, the CEO, you, the entrepreneur, you are still going to show up as you. You are the foundation of your business, and everything you've built to this point is the foundation. Again, consider doing this on a strategic level, not on a quick knee-jerk reaction. Getting new ideas, oh my gosh, they're fantastic. They're so exciting. I'm always getting new ideas, but you want to see how that strategically fits into what you're already doing. And as that grows, you maybe focus more on that new idea than you did on previous ones. As you evolve, those new ideas may become more attractive to people because your customers are growing too. Your clientele base is growing themselves as well. That totally makes sense. You may not even have to make an announcement that you're no longer doing that, right? Truthfully, when you are making these public announcements that, oh, I'm stopped doing that. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm now focusing over here. You send so many confusing messages to people. People don't know what to expect, and they're blown away, right? They're like, what do you mean? That's not who you are anymore. The values that you show up with, they're going to be the same. The conviction that you have in supporting people, that's likely going to be the same. The way that you talk, that's going to be the same. Okay, you may put a different title on the service. The service may have different aspects to it, but the foundation, you, the way you are, the values and what's important to you, that's not going to change. So again, you want to continue to build your credibility. You want to continue to build your abilities and have them show up as a contribution to add to the business, not completely destroy it. So you want to really reframe how you are going to rebrand, and you want to get clarity. Get clarity in the evolution of your rebranding. Don't just say, okay, all right, let's get a clean slate. Let's just start all over again and throw it away. Well, everything that you've done in your business then is at risk of being destroyed and sending the wrong messages to people. Rebranding is not something you should do quickly. Rebranding is not something you should take lightly. And I'm gonna be really risky and say you should not be doing that on your own. You need to have a professional. Work with a professional. Even if you and I worked together for 1 month and we met for 4 hours and we really looked at it, I'm telling you, I could challenge you and help to guide you in the direction of where you want to go. But most of us have a desire of what we want the outcome to be. And we know what we want to do, but we don't know how to connect the two of those. And that's what you would be doing with me and with any other really high qualified business coach. That's what we need in our lives. We need strong people that can see the bigger picture when we are oftentimes down in the emotions of it, right? So we need to get clarity. And we need to really figure out what it is that we enjoy doing. What do you really enjoy doing? If there's services right now you don't enjoy doing, fair. But don't destroy them until you've got something new in place. One of the very first things I ever did in my business as a business coach was I built websites. I don't like building websites, but I didn't stop building websites because that paid for the bills. I started to add new things to it, and I started to focus more on the new things and the new offers when people asked me what I did, as opposed to saying that I built websites. Can I still build websites today? Yes. Can I give people direction on building websites? Absolutely. Is it an asset for me when I'm working with clients? You damn straight it is, because I can see things fast with websites. But that doesn't mean that that's where I stayed focused. So remember, you're the foundation. You need to get clarity around what you want to be doing. You need to be making strategic decisions, not emotional decisions. And you're not going to destroy everything you've built. You're going to allow it to evolve just as you should be evolving all the time. Thanks for being here, my friends. I hope you enjoyed tonight's show. Please share it with another person. And remember, until next week, you can always make another choice. Bye for now, my friends.
Thank you for tuning in to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. Christine McIver will be back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Be sure to join us again for you and your business. Until then, remember to make the choices that align with your true desires. This is your business, and it's time to create the future you truly want.